Yo, welcome to Conversations Cave Podcast. My name is the Caveman Kanova Gatua, and I am excited to have you again on our podcast. Thank you so much for your continued support. Thank you so much for the way you have shown your support. We really appreciate the effort that you put in. Thank you again for finding time to join me today. And today I'm going to talk about recovery, and I'll be discussing the ups and the downs of the process of recovering from mental health challenges and looking at different things we can do to manage our long-term recovery. So join me as we talk about recovery in this particular episode. Well, after covering quite a few difficult topics over the past few episodes, I am actually pretty excited to talk about this particular subject, recovery. Because even though it's a challenging one, I think it's also a really optimistic topic to be talking about. Because the idea of recovery is all about the fact that things can end, do get better, when it comes to mental health issues, with effort and time and patience. So let me begin by saying that recovery is absolutely possible. So for everyone listening who might be in the depths of mental illness, let me say again that it can get better, and it does get better. It won't just happen overnight, and it won't be easy. It might mean a full recovery or learning to manage your symptoms while increasing the quality of life over time, but recovery is entirely possible. To quote an organization to help us deal or to help us have a clear emphasis on that, an organization in Australia called SANE, they say that most people with mental illness recover well with appropriate ongoing treatment and support. All right? Most people with a mental illness recover well with appropriate ongoing treatment and support. That is to tell you, it is possible, it can be done, and actually it does get better. Let me say this, that recovery is entirely personal. What it looks and feels like will be unique to you, because also you are unique. Later on this episode, I'm going to talk with you about how to build a plan to manage your own recovery. However, first let me take a few minutes to define recovery and talk about some aspects of it that you need to be aware of. So what is recovery when we are talking about mental health? According to Health Direct, that is an article they made in the year 2019, this is how Health Direct defined recovery. Mental health recovery is not the same as cure. Recovery means being able to create and live a meaningful life and contribute to your community with or without mental health issues. That is really important. Let me take it again, that mental health recovery is not the same as cure. Recovery means being able to create and live a meaningful life and contribute to your community with or without mental health issues. Recovery is about all of your life, not just your symptoms. It involves finding hope and developing self-esteem and resilience, having a sense of purpose and meaning meaning in your life, building healthy relationships, and gaining independence. I will take that again, that recovery is about all of your life, not just your symptoms. It involves finding hope and developing self-esteem and resilience, having a sense of purpose and meaning in your life, building healthy relationships, and gaining independence. I think that's an excellent overview of what recovery is about, because it covers the whole of your life. And since mental health affects pretty much every aspect of your life, What that definition illustrates is that any plan for recovery needs to factor in much more than just dealing with your symptoms. Notice, recovery is a journey, not a destination. Now that expressing gets thrown around a lot and can be a bit of an overused cliche, but when it comes to recovery, I think it's the best way of describing the experience. Recovery does not just happen in a straight line, nor does it just happen overnight or by popping a pill. It takes time and there are ups and downs along the way, but recovery can often be like a roller coaster, and it often takes a lot longer than we expect. So we are focused on the things that can help us to take one step at a time and to look at what we are learning along the way, so we can change what we need to change, which can quite often mean changing the direction we are heading in. And of course, that means your destination might end up being entirely different from where you thought you were headed when all this began. Sometimes our journey to recovery will guide us into totally different directions and be a catalyst for major change in our lives. So even though mental illness can be an awful experience, it can also serve to be a force for good in our lives. I think it's more of a case of growing into something new, because mental health issues can force us to think about what is really important in our lives and to consider what needs to change. For me, I found my own experiences to be an awakening, because it made me re-examine every part of my life, change that enormously grateful for now all these years later. I tried to go back to the life I led before my breakdown and it just didn't fit anymore. So over time, I've made massive changes, such as moving from things that held me back, you know, working on myself, family, friends, relationship, priorities, and to better reflect what is genuinely important to me. And I am really, really happy that whatever happened to me happened and I got to reevaluate my priorities. Let me say this, even as we talk about recovery, is that it takes time and it takes work. Recovery requires you to look at your overall health, both mental, physical, and spiritual, because everything is connected. It challenges you to be brave and to take action, even when it's the last thing in the world you might want to do, and even when making changes can cause more challenges. For example, letting go of relationships that no longer serve your well-being can really hurt. But sometimes that's what you have to do. Just like a recovering alcoholic might find it difficult to be around people who are drinking, someone recovering from mental health or mental illness rather might need to think about the situations they are putting themselves in and make adjustments where necessary. It's not all rainbows and unicorns. Recovery is hard work, but it's totally worth it, especially when you start to see progress over time. With that in mind, let's talk about specific things that you can do to manage your mental health recovery. And I'm going straight to start with some general things to be aware of relating to recovery. Then I'll talk through three main steps to creating your own recovery. Here are a few points to consider regarding mental health recovery when you are thinking about all this. Number one, you need to take a daily action. Baby steps are totally fine, and sometimes maybe the best you can manage, especially in the early stages of recovery, is simply getting out of bed and having a shower. But it's still progress, especially if that's something you haven't been able to do. All right, so baby steps or taking daily actions are really, 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 really important, because any action, no matter how small it might seem, it is a step in the right direction. Number two, identify your strengths and build on those. What are you good at? do it more. Why? This is because accomplishing things will make you feel positive and will help you to accomplish more things. If you want to build your skills to do things you are interested in, then find courses or have someone show you how to do it, because success will always breed success. So leverage on your strength and the things that you are passionate about. Number three, you need to identify your challenges and deal with them one by one and with support. For example, if you have an unresolved relationship issue with a family member or friend, identify how you can modify the situation. Remember that you can't change another person, or you have direct control over are your words, actions, and feelings. But if a relationship is causing you to have a lot of issues, then something needs to happen. Now, you don't need to go or to do that alone. You can, of course, and should get support and speak about the whole thing. When we are talking about support, well, support is really, really important. You need support, you need support, and then more support. It takes a village. It takes people. There's a reason why I always remind you to seek support, such as working with a therapist or counselor. And that's because most people with mental illness recover well with appropriate ongoing treatment and support. That is what we said when we began the introductory part of our episode. That was a quote that we took from Sane Australia that was done around 2016. And it says that most people really recover well with appropriate ongoing treatment and support. And again, to quote United Kingdom's Mental Health Foundation, again, it says that recovery journey benefits from a well-organized system of support, which involves the individuals themselves, family, friends, professionals, health service, and wider community. So support is important. You don't need to do it alone, nor should you. You can find lots of support either in person or online, and build on your support network and learn on them. The other thing is, you consider long-term plans for your medication if applicable. If you are taking medication as part of your treatment, you may decide to review that with your doctor regularly. And when you do that, you will be able to get help, or you will be able to heal slowly, or not heal rather, you will be able to recover slowly by slowly. The other thing I've lost count is that you need to plan for how you'll deal with setbacks. Don't plan for disasters, positive thinking and all that, but also don't be naive and think that setbacks won't happen, because life will always throw things your way that are out of your control. When you are in any kind of recovery, setbacks can become triggers that might send you into a spiral or see you pursuing behavior which isn't good for you. Setbacks happen in life. So we lost loved ones, or the world goes into meltdown when a pandemic happens. You know, that type of a thing. But it's up to us to work through setbacks so they do not set us back in the long term. The other thing, when it comes to relapse, be alert but not alarmed. Look, let's not sugarcoat this. You see, relapse can happen to some people. However, by having a recovery plan in place and working on your recovery every day, both with support and on your own, you will be less likely to relapse. It's important to monitor your condition regularly and have regular checkups, either with your doctor or on your own, but preferably with your doctor. Alright? For example, if you're dealing with anxiety or depression, or anxiety and depression, someone just distracted me. But you might find it valuable to do the remember we talked about the free CHISA, psychological distress skill, commonly known as the K-10 test, to give yourself a snapshot of how you're feeling. For those of you who do not know what I'm talking about, there is something called KISLA, psychological distress scale, and I will be able to give that link after this podcast. But anyway, not podcast, episode. But again, let me say that you shouldn't be just doing it on your own, especially in the early stages of your recovery, because again, your condition can deteriorate very quickly if not correctly diagnosed and managed by a professional. So, I say this from personal experience, all right? So, always get professional help to monitor your ongoing condition regularly, and if it's starting to decline, then again, run for your professional help, or run for your professional support. Be prepared that you will make mistakes and be okay with it. The other thing is to celebrate your progress along the way, and again, one day at a time, right? I would like to drop this one here. I know I say it every single episode, and with good cause, because we tend to focus so much on chasing the big milestones in life, but that means that you are missing out on all the little things that happen every day, because life is actually a collection of the little moments. Be mindful, make time every day to smell the roses, you know, have a cup of coffee, or just stare up at the sky and watch the clouds pass by. The most important day of your life is today, because the moment right now is the only one that you have for sure. So why not take it, or not take the most of it? Let's talk about the creating, or us creating a plan to manage our recovery. Let's talk about some specific recovery plan that is tailored to your unique set of circumstances. First, work on your priorities. It is good you begin at the beginning by asking yourself what really matters to you. Why do you want to focus on the recovery? And on this one, be 100% clear on what's important to you, and let that inform everything you do and say, or don't do or don't say, right? So begin or work out your priorities. And I believe we have done an episode on priorities, so kindly refer to it and look after those priorities. Next, look at your whole life and consider what's working well so you can do more of it, and what's not working so well so you can take action over time and change it. You might find it very useful to get support here, because it can be challenging and even a bit confronting to take an objective look at your life, but it's worth it. All right, so look at the whole, look at your whole life, figure out, see what is working, and do more of it, and see what is not working, and then you make plans on how to change it. Once you have done all that, you can start to develop a recovery plan. You might want to do this with your doctor or therapist, especially if you're still trying to get your symptoms under control, or do it for yourself with support if you can. Either way, just consider a recovery plan, which actually should include these things. Your goals, and be specific. It should include what might be holding you back, or might be a potential barrier. It may also include what you can or will do to reach your goals. And it is important to break it down into daily, weekly, monthly action, and align to your goals. The other thing, it should include what action you will take for your mental health, your physical mental health, and your spiritual health. The other thing, what kind of support will you need? Factor that also into your plan. It should also include how you respond to any setback that may occur. And the other thing it should include is what support will you have, how frequently, and how it will work. And the other thing is how and when you review your plan. So regularly, you can do that individually or with support. Those are some of the things that you should include when you are developing a plan to recovery. And let me emphasize on this, that to build that plan, there are a lot of tools you can use. Either you can find them online, that anything that works for you, or just jot stuff down in your notes or in the piece of paper, where whatever works in for you. This is how I'm closing out on this particular episode. Because when it comes to recovery, what it boils down to is this. Recovery from mental illness is entirely possible. Even if you are currently struggling with your mental health and it feels like things might never improve, I'm here to tell you that they can improve and they will improve. It just takes time, it takes effort, and it takes perseverance. But things will get better. Healing and recovery require patience, and it requires you to be kind to yourself, to give yourself the time to heal and to explore what your experiences have taught you about who you are and what you want. One day, you look back on all this and you'll be able to see that even though dealing with mental health challenges is confronting and confusing and scary, it's important to also see how it is a chance to rebuild your life, to focus more on the people and things that really matter to you. And that makes the recovery process less about recovering and much more about growing. To finish up, let me take a moment to share a quote about this particular topic that I'd like to encourage you to reflect on and consider what it means to you. This week's quote is by an unknown author, and it is, "We learn from experiences, both good and bad, and with the knowledge comes change and growth. We learn from experiences, both good and bad, and with the knowledge comes change and growth." That's it for this week's episode. Next week, I'll be talking about feelings. I've been talking for a while about the fact that only things in your direct control are your words, your action, and your feelings. So next week, I'm talking about learning how to manage your feelings, and even when it might seem completely and utterly impossible. Be sure to join me, and I hope you'll join me for that episode. And I am I'm really looking forward to that. You can find the Conversations Cave podcast on Instagram, Facebook, and all other social media platforms. That is Conversations Cave. You can also, use your preferred podcast, streaming platform, Spotify, Google Podcasts, all those podcasts, and listen into the rest or other episodes that we have done. Thank you so much for joining me today. Again, I would emphasize that you look after yourself and make a conscious effort to share positivity and kindness in the world, because you get back what you put out. So take care. Up until next time. Bye, Terry. If you've enjoyed this week's episode or some of the episodes that we have done, please share with someone you know, because word of mouth is a great way to help other people find the Conversations Cave podcast. Thank you so much. Have a good week ahead of you. Up until next time, this is the Conversations Cave with me, the caveman, Kanawa Katubwa.